Downpours like the one from Hurricane Isaac mean a wet basement for Caritha Height.
As I go downstairs, right at the foot of the steps, and then up underneath the steps, and as well as in the laundry room.
Height's home on Evans Lane in Cool Valley sits at the bottom of a hill 18 feet lower than Emmerling Street to the south. And the developer that built Emmerling in the 1920s didn't put in storm sewers. So the runoff rolls downhill, flooding the basements and eating away the backyards of Height and her neighbors.
I figure one day maybe I'll wake up and the house be sitting out in the middle of Evans Lane.
Out in Height's backyard, engineer Bob Garagnani outlines the potential solution.
Put a wall along here and then catch the water behind the wall with like a swale or ditch. And then put inlets all the way at the end so the water would run down there, go in the inlets, and then tie into the storm sewer out here. Then you get rid of all those trees, put like a soil or a slope stabilization where the grass grows up through it so it doesn't erode.
The $600,000 project has the seal of approval from the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, but there's one big component missing: money.
We're basically on an emergency basis.
Brian Holscher is MSD's chief engineer.
Only if it's really a danger to our stakeholders or our residents. We'll go out and we'll find a way to find some emergency funding, but there is no kind of regular maintenance or even routine emergency type of dollars available for the system.
That's what happened out in West St. Louis County, where the force of water whipping around a bend in Fishpot Creek carved a 25-foot cliff behind five homes on Pepperdine Court. At one point, the erosion came within 12 feet of Ron Cox's back door.
We almost got the house paid off, but is it going to be, you know, off the side? I mean, I'd have dreams, you know, of it like it's falling off the creek.
To solve the problem, MSD had to borrow money from a taxing district with a large surplus. It used money from the fee rejected by the court to pay back the loan, an option that's no longer available. Holscher says the agency is monitoring other areas of erosion and ponding. He says the problems aren't as bad as at Pepperdine Court yet. Some cities have found ways to take matters into their own hands. In 2007, Sunset Hills residents approved a half-cent sales tax, which generated $1.1 million for stormwater work. The majority of the revenue from the sales tax went to parks projects, and city engineer Ann Lamatola says that made it easier to sell to voters.
Stormwater isn't necessarily something that's as fun or glamorous as some of those parks projects.
And that's another one of the problems facing MSD. So far, the courts have ruled that the impervious fee is a tax and therefore must be approved by the voters. Spokesman Lance Lacombe says if the Supreme Court agrees or doesn't take the case, the agency will have to fight a knee-jerk opposition to taxes.
It's also a challenge here with stormwater is that while the problem geographically is quite spread out, not everyone is impacted in the exact same way, but those who are impacted by stormwater issues are impacted very severely. So it's really a little bit, you have to make a vote for the community.
The problem is complicated by the fact that MSD just went to the voters in August for $945 million in bonds to deal with a lawsuit over wastewater. And any of these stormwater solutions will take time, making problems like Caritha Heights' wet basement that much more expensive to solve. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.